Pabla Buyakla Banamanamana. Hey, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that slight rumbling, growling sound you hear in the background is my air conditioner, which has turned on already because it's so freaking hot here. Oh, yeah, it's so hot that I thought, I wonder how hot it actually is. Because, you know, maybe we could go outside today. So I went up to my thermometer and I looked at it and it says 92 degrees and rising. So I thought, I wonder what the Weather Channel has to say. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They're telling me it's 80 degrees. 12 degrees off. That is significant. And I guess that's the whole point of the Weather Channel. Weather Channel is kind of like a newspaper. You know, you read the newspaper if you want to know what happened yesterday. If you wanted to know what the news from yesterday was, you read the newspaper. Weather Channel is turning out to be the same thing. If you wanted to know what happened yesterday, the Weather Channel. Yeah, good job, kids. Oh, yeah, so we're not going outside today. We're going to drink tea instead. Oh, and we got something else going on, too. So we might as well get off of the Weather Channel. Oh, has this game started? Yeah. Oh, right. So I'm watching some Women's World Cup. Oh, no, I guess they're just showing me a replay of what happened earlier. Yeah, so I'm between games right now. I've been watching a little bit of this. It's interesting. you've heard me talk about women's football before. It's a little different than men's football. Only in the sense of, like, ball pacing. And so because ball pacing is a little bit different, that changes up some other tactics. And so it's just enough different for me to be a little bit interesting. It's like, well, what do they do instead? I guess this makes some kind of sense. And so I watch some of the games when I can, but I can't watch any of the halftime stuff. I can't watch any of the pregame stuff. Why? You know the reason, and that reason's name is Alexi Lalas. Alexi Lalas, so relegated. Everybody thought, hey, he'll be a good football commentator. No, it turns out he's the worst, and everybody gets rid of him as soon as possible. Then somebody else picks him up. Oh, he's famous because he went to the World Cup. Yeah, Alexi Lalas, hair team member. Was he actually the captain of the hair team? He might have been at one point. He might have been. I'm not even going to bother to look it up because I don't care about Alexi Lalas so much that I just can't be bothered. Which reminds me, is that movie on today? There was a movie on yesterday and I thought, I want to watch this, but it was halfway through the movie and then, what the hell was that called? War Dogs. And then I thought, it'll be on tomorrow. It'll probably be on all week or all weekend. What channel was that on? I don't remember. Oh, that was down here, wasn't it? So let me just check to see. Oh, yeah. Okay, and that comes on in, 3 hours. I guarantee you I will forget all about that and still probably miss it. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. I was checking my email about half an hour ago. And I just got distracted by some news coming along the bottom of the screen. Neymar is out of the Copa America. Sweet. God, I hate Neymar so much. I got an email. I got an email from Booper, my legendary friend Booper, who, I don't know if I mentioned it, he recently bought a dog. He decided he wanted to get a dog, he got a dog. What kind of dog did he get? He got a chocolate lab. And today, I got an email from him. It's a picture of the dog, you know, chewing on a towel or a tennis ball or both or something, right? And the only message in the with the photo is, "My dog is growing." Which may not be funny to you. It's funny to me because this is kind of a Booper thing to say, in that it's sort of obvious. It's like, yeah, it's a living thing. Obviously, it's growing. But on the other hand, it's just funny. And then this is the caption to a photograph. You know, it's not like it's a film of a time lapse of the dog growing from the time it's 8 weeks old to, you know, 2 years old or anything. It's just one still photograph of this puppy with the caption, "My dog is growing." It's pretty funny. So yeah, apparently Booper's dog is growing. And it's a pretty good looking dog. Nice chocolate lab. I don't know what this dog's name is. Last time I talked to him about it, he did not have a name for the dog. I suggested Chocomel, because Chocomel is a chocolate-flavored milk drink in the Netherlands and maybe other parts of Europe. I don't know. Apparently, it's a Dutch thing. And Booper has adopted the Netherlands as his country away from home. And Booper likes Chocomel, so I suggested Chocomel, and he thought, no, a two-syllable name might be better, blah, 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 blah. And I have not heard what the new dog's name might be, so that's might still be up in the air. Maybe we'll find out later. I don't know. I'm drinking tea on a Thursday. Yay, yay, yay. Oh, and I just remembered I have to go to physical therapy tomorrow. I'm glad I did not forget. Whew, that'll be fun. How is my arm doing? My shoulder? It's pretty good. I would almost say I don't think it's going to get any better than it is right now, but I don't know. Maybe I don't remember exactly what my range of motion was exactly. Okay, how can I be tired? I slept so good. I did sleep pretty good last night. I only woke up a few times, but it was a little bit weird. Oh, and I remember I did have some sort of strange dream. What was that about? I had to check my mailbox. Oh, yeah, I went outside. I heard, I was doing something, and this is in my dream. I heard the mailbox open and close, so I thought, oh, the mail was here. So I went outside to get the mail, And I opened up the mailbox and I looked in. And here's where it gets weird. The other end of the mailbox, you know, I've got one of those mailboxes that's your traditional sort of in America mailbox. It's the kind that's normally put on the street so they can drive up and the post people can drive up. But it's not actually on the street and blah, blah, blah. So it's the basic sort of doghouse type of mailbox, right? So in my dream, I opened it up to look at my mail, and there was no back to the mailbox. There was no mail in the mailbox, but I didn't really care or notice or whatever, because I could look through my mailbox. It was just a tunnel, but I was not seeing, you know, the other end of my yard, or I was not seeing my neighbor's house through this tunnel that is my mailbox. I was seeing something else, and I was like, wait, that's weird. Okay, right? Because that would be weird. I stood up a little bit, because I have to bend over to look through my mailbox. I stood up a little bit, and I looked behind my mailbox, and I was like, yeah, no, everything's normal. And then I went to look back into the mailbox, and then basically I don't know if I saw anything or not, I basically woke up thinking, wow, that's weird. Do I have some kind of dimensional portal in my mailbox? And I started thinking about it, and I thought, actually, if that was real, that would be a lot easier way to deliver mail. I don't know. That was kind of weird. And it was sort of scary. You know, it's like there's that flash of, uh-oh, reality is wrong. Something's not normal. Normalcy has failed. What's happening? And then I woke up. So delicious. I do love to drink tea. And if you're wondering, I did end up going to the store last night. I know everybody was concerned, as much as I was, about, you know, the great waffle and sausage shortage. Yeah, I had to go to the store to get sugar. And I thought, okay, well, I'm there. Get some sausages and some waffles and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I get there, no sausages, no waffles. Oh, actually, they had one box of waffles. They had one box of waffles, but it did not look like it was in good shape. It looked like it was that box that they had kicking around that they didn't put on the shelf because the box was torn. And so now that they're out of waffles, somebody taped the box up. It's like, no, 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 you're not going to get me with that little trick. And there was no other boxes of waffles. Yeah. So, I said no. And then there was no sausages. Why is there a sausage shortage? Okay, you know, and I keep thinking about this. I actually thought about this morning. No sausages. So I thought, okay, what else am I going to buy then? Oh, well, I'll go get the sugar. And while I'm at it, I might as well buy another bag of high chews. Because I'm really low on high chews. I only got like 6. Running out of candy. Now my throat's getting dry. So we will drink tea because it is delicious. Mm-hmm. Right, so I was eating breakfast about an hour ago. Kind of worried about the waffle shortage because I've only got, what, maybe... Let's see, it's 5. I think I only have a grand total of 10 days worth of waffles. Actually, 9 days now. So I've got 9 days worth of waffles. I'm thinking, yeah, is this going to be another one of those waffle shortage years? I don't remember if this happened. The last time this happened, if this was during the Dubious Goals Committee's tenure or not, but a few years ago, this happened. Suddenly there was a shortage of frozen waffles. And I don't just mean my brand of frozen waffles. I mean frozen waffles across the board. And I thought, this can't be right. You know, there can't just be one single frozen waffle factory in the country that is providing frozen waffles for all of the different brands. You know, although this does happen, this is not uncommon. You know, one giant factory will make, you know, bread or whatever and brand it different things for different stores, right? But this can't possibly be the case because I know the company that makes my waffles is different than the company that makes Eggo waffles. Because Eggo waffles are terrible and mealy and very grainy. I mean, you can eat an Eggo waffle, it's just grain, right? I mean, it's like, it's not made out of flour. It's just made up of coarsely ground wheat that's pressed together in an iron, right? So I know there's at least two factories. But a couple years ago, we went, a month without any frozen waffles? You know, when the stocked up stores, I don't mean the stores that sell, but the stored waffles, once they sold, there was nothing for a month. So I don't really know how long that the shortage really lasted. I just know how long I couldn't get waffles. And I vaguely remember talking to somebody about this. And I'm also remembering that this might have been around the same time as the last time there was some big flooding. And somehow I vaguely remember coming to the conclusion that the waffle factory was in Atlanta or somewhere near Atlanta. And there was some floods or a natural disaster or something. And that's what I'm beginning to think now. Now, see, if it would have been that flood, that would have been like 10 years ago. This wasn't 10 years ago, was it? I guess maybe it could have been that long ago. I don't know. So now I'm beginning to wonder. Yeah, I don't need to watch this game. This game is kind of boring. Let's go back to the Weather Channel. Boo. Now, see, here we've got tornado warning for New Orleans, and there's flash flood watch. Down south, there's been a lot of flooding and stuff in, like, the last few days. And so I'm wondering, is that where the sausage factory is, too? Is that where my waffle factory is? Because I was in the other store the other day, and I noticed that there was plenty other brand waffles. Well, you know what I'm saying. But the other store didn't have my sausages either, so we've got sausage. We got a sausage shortage. Somebody send up a sausage flare. Sausage flare. Still makes me laugh. That's from Adventure Time, if you're wondering. If you really want to see the sausage flare, just go to any Adventure Time wiki. Just type in Adventure Time wiki and then look up sausage flare. Oh, yeah. So I'm wondering, am I going to be able to get waffles in 9 or 10 days? I need waffles. I don't need them right now. But yeah, catastrophic flooding in Baton Rouge. That's right. The Red Stick is flooded. Is my waffle company in Baton Rouge? You know what? I don't know. But there might be a way to find out. Don't I have an empty waffle box up there in the kitchen somewhere? I do love cardboard, and I love to work with cardboard, and so I save the cardboard boxes. Let's check the recycling. Yes, here is one of the lovely red waffle boxes right here. Yeah, no, we're not going to. Packed for Fairway Stores, Boone, Iowa. That's because these are branded for that store. Packed for Fairway Stores, headquartered in Boone, Iowa. That does not mean they were made there. So So I'm checking out all the rest of the box to see if there's any sign of where this could be manufactured. Not seeing anything. And, there's not going to be any. We need to check the tabs on the inside. See, here's lot numbers and codes. And it's not telling me information. Blah, 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 blah. It's no good. It's no good. So we'll just throw the box back on the floor. What will I make out of that box? I do not know. Usually I build small things like little houses and stuff like that. I love that those boxes, though, because they're made out of this really, really thin paperboard. Even thinner than like a cereal box. It's great stuff. I love it. I really love it for making shingles for small buildings, for the roofs of small buildings. So great. I like to make little houses. And I'm running out low on tea. While we were up there, we should have gotten more tea. Dude, what was I thinking? Pangalangalangalang. All right. Tired of looking at flooded Baton Rouge. What else is on TV except for the weather? No, and how would you even look up where the Waffle Factory is? I mean, Alexa, where's the Waffle Factory? The stupid thing is they would probably just give you directions to some restaurant called the Waffle Factory. So that would be dumb. Everybody likes dumbness. I like dumbness. Oh, there's another game on today. That comes on in about 45 minutes. UEFA Nations League. Oh, that's right. I kind of forgot about that. Kinda. It's so weird, you know. What are you gonna do? So anyway, what else is going on in Tobetown? Well, not a whole hell of a lot, really. What have I been working on? Oh, did you hear that? My cat just sneezed. I wish I could have gotten that recorded. That would have been awesome. Kitty sneezes! Everybody likes kitty sneezes. Let's get kitty sneezing. Well, so anyway, a couple nights ago, I made up this new riff. Yeah, my voice is starting to go. Don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do this show. And my new riff is sort of surfy. It's sort of, I don't know what it is. But it goes like this. And that's all it is. And that's all I got. And I don't even know what else to do with it. So I got a riff, you know. Sometimes I can go here, and then here. And then what? You know, then... Or we could do... Yeah, we got the super vibrato going again today. So that's about where I am with that. Playing my cigar box guitar. It's always pretty fun. I feel like maybe I should start writing some songs. But I don't feel like writing songs. I keep thinking, you know, maybe I need some more people. Maybe I need a band. And maybe we should be writing songs. And doing that stuff, but I do not know any people who want to do this. If you know somebody who wants to be in a cigar box guitar band, you know, give them my email address. Tell them to get a hold of me. You know, I'm just remembering something else about that dream that I had. There was something to do with, there was like guitar picks involved, which is unusual because I don't use guitar picks normally. I'm not using a guitar pick now. But yeah, I had a dream about broken guitar picks, about guitar picks being too thin and they would break. And I don't know what to tell you other than you've been listening to the Dubious Guitar Pick Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.